riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. One airlifted after motorcycle crash on Milton. I'm David Olenbittle. Here's what you need to know. A motorcyclist was airlifted to a St. Louis hospital with severe but non-life-threatening injuries Monday afternoon. The injuries were caused by a collision between a pickup truck and the motorcycle in the 1400 block of Milton Road around 2:37 p.m. Monday. Alton Police Public Information Officer Emily Haina said the motorcyclist is expected to survive. Occupants of the pickup truck did not sustain any injuries. No further information is available at this time. The Kansas City Southern Holiday Express was embraced with warm arms in Jerseyville on Monday. Mike Ward, one of the organizers of the event, said he received a lot of positive feedback from Kansas City Southern on the stop and added that they believe about 2,000 plus people went through the line to visit Santa. Children were able to board the train, visit with Santa, and receive a bag of Christmas treats. People also gathered around the fire pits for s'mores and complimentary hot chocolate. It went very well, Ward said. The event was well organized and the line moved very quickly. We gave away 140 gallons of hot chocolate and even ran out before everybody got a cup. And the city also gave away a lot of candy. It was a huge success. Ameren, Illinois' president, Richard Mark, implemented a new way to give back this holiday season across the company's coverage area. Last year, the organization collected canned food from across the area, matching each donation with a dollar. This year, Mark wanted to get customers and Ameren, Illinois employees closer together. To do that, Ameren, Illinois staff members were paired with people selected from the community for something of a holiday shopping spree. Each district office across Illinois had 2 to 7 families being supported by the initiative. Alton's office had 2 families, represented by Dixie Shoemake and Sophia Jones. I was shocked to get a phone call from Ameren, Illinois that I'd been picked, Shoemake said. Ameren, Illinois partnered with Walmart in order to ensure the families were able to get as much as whatever they wanted for the $500 donated by Ameren, Illinois to ensure the families were able to have presents under the tree this holiday season. Congressman Rodney Davis is speaking out about the tornado that hit his hometown of Taylorville. On Saturday, December 1st, a tornado hit my hometown of Taylorville, impacting dozens in the community. Thankfully, there were no fatalities, but several were injured and dozens more suffered damage to their homes and property. Recovery efforts are ongoing. Many local volunteers and many in the surrounding communities in central Illinois have donated time and money to assist Taylorville. I cannot thank everyone who's volunteered to help friends, neighbors, and even strangers enough. First responders and other volunteers stepped up to make sure people were safe and immediately began the recovery efforts. To see my community and friends help each other, that's what makes small town America great. That's what makes Taylorville great. When someone loves what they do, everyone can tell. Jersey Stoat Reeder is a man who clearly is one who thrives in molding younger people into ones who have bright futures outside of their sport. There's no doubt when a person watches Reeder on the basketball court, it's a natural fit for him. Reeder and the other Jersey coaches focus often on life lessons with the athletes, and over the years, it's paid big dividends. I've been blessed with many kids who have put their egos aside for the betterment of the team. That's all I can ask of my guys, always. Put the team first. Coach Reeder started his career with 4 years at Flanagan, going 75-47 overall. And now he's celebrated his 275th win. It's always a great thing when siblings support each other in everything that they do. And in the case of the Dublow sisters, they not only support each other, but their teammates on the Alton High School girls bowling team. In the recent Southern Illinois Team Challenge held at Bel Air Bowl in Belleville, senior Robbie had a top 30 finish with a 6-game series of 999, while her sister Sammy, who's a junior, threw a 6-game set of 780 to help the Redbirds finish 6th in the gold division. They're both doing okay, said Alton head coach Dave Meyer, and working hard on the lanes. They both do a good job, help each other out and the team. I'm really happy that they're starting to work hard together. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run drive-through convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.